Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. On the go, on demand, and on point. When you want to know what the weather's going to be this week, turn to Portland's most accurate forecasting team. This is Your Weather with meteorologist Kelly Bayern on the Coin Podcast Network.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather podcast. This is another special because we have some major wildfires burning across the state of Oregon, and at least four large wildfires over 100,000 acres in size affecting areas of Marion and Clackamas County now. On the other line, I've got our coin meteorologist, Steve Pierce, with us. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, good morning, Kelly.
Yeah, so we have been dealing with denser smoke as we head into our Friday morning. It seemed like it had rolled in pretty thick on Thursday, but now Friday, we have reached hazardous air quality levels here in Oregon and all across the west sides of the Cascades, even in the Portland metro area. So I know, Steve, you're up in Southwest Washington out towards Ridgefield, that area. How is it up there for you? Is it just as bad when you look outside?
Yeah, Kelly, this morning I'm up at the Salmon Creek area, right, kind of where 205 and I-5 come together, so pretty much Ridgefield. Same conditions here in Southwest Washington. You know, we saw that wind switch yesterday. We were anticipating it. It was well modeled, so we saw it coming. And it's a light wind switch, but of course, I don't get much wind here, at least not east wind normally in the area of Salmon Creek where I'm at. So I've been relatively calm all of Thursday and now into Friday morning as well. So last time I had any significant wind here was on Wednesday, and that was from the east. So I would call it just extremely stagnant with choking smoke up here for us folks as well.
Yeah, you know, and looking at our wind forecast now, we did start the week off with that very breezy and gusty wind event around the Portland metro area. You know, winds were very gusty from the east. We saw, I think, a peak wind speed of around 52 miles per hour. That whole event has come to a close now, and we've started to shift our winds a little. Now they are coming mainly from the south, southwest, a little more towards the west here out in Portland, at least, but they're very calm now. And that, you know, poses an issue more so for that stagnant smoke now just sitting across the Portland metro area. So as of Friday morning, we've wakened up to hazardous levels of air quality all across the region and up and down the valley too, out towards Eugene and then further into Medford as you just work your way down the I-5 corridor, hazardous air all around. So these winds, you know, may have mitigated some of that fire spread. Our fire danger, you know, has backed off slightly, but because we're seeing such light winds, it doesn't seem like that smoke is really going to move quickly out the door.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Matter of fact, as you were just saying that, I was looping the latest model data just coming in here on Friday morning. It's not quite complete yet, but it's through Sunday evening. Boy, I see very little wind at the surface all the way up to about 10,000 feet. Anywhere in the valley, let's say from Eugene, actually Medford all the way to Seattle, over the next, a slight southerly drift, which would certainly carry all that smoke over the western half of Oregon and Washington. And then we introduce that California smoke, fire smoke, back up into our area as well. So yeah, it seems like each model run, and I might be interpreting this a little differently than some, but it seems like each successive model run sort of backing off on any big push of any wind that's going to switch around to the west at all through Sunday, at least Sunday. And again, the model is loading right now into Monday.
Yeah, you know, that's really not what we want to hear. You know, we're really hoping for, you know, we have been kind of tracking this weather system that rolls in late in the weekend, Monday into Tuesday. We'll see some cooler temperatures, and that was kind of, you know, our key to maybe getting some relief from this smoke, and maybe these models are kind of adjusting a bit, making it not as strong of a push of winds from the west to help us clear us out. So that's a trend that we'll have to watch come the end of the weekend, but for now, models are still, you know, kind of tacking on to this weather system rolling in, and even an atmospheric river type setup, a stronger push with a jet stream actually may bring us some tropical moisture, or, you know, a good dousing of rain for areas of Oregon. I think the issue with forecasting an atmospheric river that early is it's still about 4 to 5 days out until that event looks to actually move in. And right. We always see adjustments on the location and the amounts of precipitation within those events. So, you know, some models are, you know, very heavy with putting that rain in Portland. Some are saying Portland is going to stay fairly dry, and, you know, maybe the central portions of the state will see more rainfall. So it's an interesting trend and a hopeful moment where we could clear out some smoke, and just something that we'll have to watch as we head into next week.
I have never in my life said that I wanted rain in the Pacific Northwest more than I do right now. I mean, people like you and I, Kelly, we live this, we love this, you know, it's kind of funny. I always say we get paid to do what we love as a hobby, essentially, as well.
Right.
And I've never wanted rain more than right now, nor have I ever wanted some clean air. And you're not folks looking to get away from this. I keep getting phone calls and texts from people saying, hey, where can I go this weekend to get away from it? 500 miles off the coast?
Yeah, you know? good question.
I mean, really, honestly, anywhere in the West Coast all the way to Canada, California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Southern British Columbia, all going to be smoky. And it's also important to remember, these fires aren't just going to go out. You know, they're not going to be put out with just maybe even a single rain event, unless it is an historic single rain event that we can get in here next week. And of course, we don't see that. I don't see that right now. These things take months to sometimes months. You got to get the real serious fall rains in here in October to get these kind of wildfires put out.
Yeah, exactly. It's really devastating to see how much has already happened just in this week in terms of the burning. And, you know, it's really devastating to me too, because I'm typically out every single weekend, you know, rock climbing in these national forests. And I know a lot of folks love this area. They call it home and they hate to see it burning to the ground.
Oh. Heartbreaking, just absolutely heartbreaking. The images coming out of Detroit and Detroit Lake, that Santiam corridor, the Santiam Valley, Highway 22. I've spent many, many summers recreating at and camping at Detroit Lake, and just the images are just it makes me sick to my stomach. It's very sad. We've seen it in the past, though. It's been decades. You'd be hard pressed to find somebody still alive that remembers. I was looking at some of the latest fire stats, you know, from the big fires in Bend in Oregon in 1936. The Tillamook burn, which was about 240,000 acres back in 1933. Now we're talking about this combined fire, the Santiam fire, now pushing over, I believe, 300,000 acres. That is now in the top five, based on my calculations, the top five of biggest fires in Oregon history back about 100 years. So it's a very significant event, and to have so many at once, historic, certainly in that sense. Now, that east wind event, not quite so historic, but I don't want to differentiate between the two for sure. But the effects of it were just so dramatic.
Right. I tend to have a little trouble, you know, I guess with the forecast. I feel like us as meteorologists, we did a fairly good job notifying the public of the intense and extreme fire danger that would come on Monday. And, you know, yet to see at least one of these large wildfires that is now over 100,000 acres caused by a human. You know, it's really hard to soak that in and know that people are still out there, you know, lighting wildfires or lighting campfires that then, you know, maybe turn into these wildfires. So yeah. I just want to reiterate how much we all have to act, you know, together as a community and help protect these areas that are natural to Oregon.
I couldn't agree more with you, Kelly. Very eerily reminiscent of the Eagle Creek fire. I covered that. I was on the air the weekend, Labor Day weekend, 2017.
Oh, wow.
And that was merely 48,000 acres, and it was so significant for the Columbia River Gorge. We're talking, this is on a scale 3 and 4 times, 5 times as great as that. And in so many areas, these resources are stretched so thin. It happened on a holiday weekend. But to go back to what you said about the forecast, you guys, Natasha and yourself, we're stressing this back on Friday going into Labor Day weekend. And yeah. Joseph really mentioned it hard on Saturday and Sunday. He led off with it on Sunday. And then I was in for you on Labor Day. And that's all we did was we just continued to talk about the timing of the winds. The models nailed the timing of the wind late afternoon on Monday. Smoke would arrive at the same time coming out of Eastern Washington originally. And then the severity of the red flag warnings that were up. But we just had people out in the wilderness on Labor Day, and they were disconnected from social media. Uh-huh. And it doesn't help. I was talking with somebody else just moments before I got on this podcast about how I remember something similar to this happening in the late 1980s when we had an east wind event. And that's when we set our all-time September high of 105. I remember that as a teenager. Yeah, that was on Labor Day weekend as well. That's the only 100-degree-plus temperature we've recorded in the month of September in Portland. And that had an east wind event with it as well. But our population has increased so much in 30, 32, 33 years that now we have folks out sprawling out into the wilderness. There's electricity that goes out there now. And this was a perfect setup for just all sorts of problems with fire and people in the wilderness, electrical problems with downed trees.
Yeah.
Boy, on a popular holiday weekend when everyone's out there.
Yeah, wow. So see how it unfolded, you know, the week following Labor Day Monday is just, you know, wild to see the amount of smoke that's in Portland. So a couple of key notes from this podcast. It's likely this dense smoke may stay in Portland even well into the weekend, really not seeing too strong of winds to push things out. I think the one area that may get that relief or a better push of cleaner air and winds off the ocean will be out towards the coast, maybe on Sunday, but that was about it. So if you are trying to escape somewhere out of Portland or out of the valley to avoid the smoke, it's unlikely you'll find a spot here, even across the state or in the Pacific Northwest, that has fully clean air.
Yeah. I agree with you. The coast looks like the only place where the humidity levels have come up. At least the wind's gone calm, if not lightly switched to a west-southwest wind.
Yeah.
That's what we want to see, especially for that fire out there in Lincoln County near Lincoln City, so they can hopefully get a handle on that. So many road closures, too. That's just going to cause a significant problem as well. So I think it's a good weekend to stay home, start thinking about fall. Hopefully we get some fall weather in here next week. We can clear this air out and let's hope and pray for, some significant rainfall to help these firefighters out. And my heart goes out to the good folks all across Oregon. And there's a fire in Southwest Washington we can't forget about either that's affecting, not affecting too many folks right now, but it's up there on the Skamania-Clark County line, up far northern Skamania and Clark County. So they're trying to get a handle on that as well. So I wouldn't call it rapid fire growth at all. I think we're past that stage, as you would agree, but the fires are still going to burn for a significant period of time here going forward. Hopefully we can at least clear the air out.
Yeah, so we'll be watching the forecast on Monday, Tuesday. Hopefully that is a time period we see some rain and some cooler fall-like weather. But yeah, Steve said it best, just stay inside this weekend and watch the air quality. If we're in the unhealthy category to hazardous category, you'll want to avoid being outside. So coin.com has all of the evacuation orders. We're staying up to date here with any information you need to know. Also our weather team, including Steve Pierce here and I, we are always on top of the air quality and watching all of the fires that are currently burning out there. So we'll be back next Monday for another podcast and another update on those wildfires. But thank you, Steve, for joining me this morning.
And thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.